5.3 New FM with the Novos, Jay, Maddie and Crevo. 13:10:09 this morning. Is it okay to pierce baby's ears?
Jay, Maddie and Crevo.
Yeah, so we've got two very different sides to this topic here, because Jade is all for under 6 months old. You know what? Save the trauma. Get it done early. They're not going to be playing with their ears. Crevo, you're totally against it.
Yeah, I just think, how do you know if the kid wants earrings? Like, just let them decide when they're a teenager. Like, what's the rush?
If it's a girl, I think every single girl I know has their ears pierced. Every little girl wants their ears pierced. I know I can't say 100, like 99.9%, okay? I'm going to put that out. There may be the odd one.
I love that you've dropped 1% and it's somehow justified.
Yeah, because...
Not even 1%.
You know why? Because I had Lily in my class at school.
You're pointing the pen at me.
And Lily didn't have her ears pierced. But other than her, she was the only girl. So chances are your little girl's going to want to have the ears pierced.
You know what, though? Parenting is hard enough as it is.
And
we put this up on Facebook last night, and wow, has it divided opinion. Because it literally is, you know, half the people saying sort of Jade, like using Jade's mantra about the whole situation. Yeah, get it done. It's not going to upset them. I remember when I got my ear pierced.
Yeah.
It traumatized
me. How old were you?
Like 11.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
You remember the moment when your ears get pierced.
You do.
It's not as bad as you make it out to be.
So wait till they're a teenager.
Yeah, but I think it's worse, actually.
No, it's worse. That's what I'm saying. Having lived it, and it says here you can safely, they say 2 months old, the baby, it's safe to get to pierce ears from 2 months old. And I think they look really cute.
There has been a counter argument to that, Jade, that babies don't play with their ears. A lot of people on the meme on Facebook have said, well, babies actually do play with their ears quite a lot, and they actually tear and pull at them, so it can damage their soft little earlobes, which I get that as well.
Yeah, I wouldn't want that.
Look, I disagree with that, so we'll go to the phones. Mel, good morning.
Hey, Mel.
How you going?
Hey, really good, thank you. What are your thoughts on this? What age is okay to pierce your baby's ears?
I agree with you, Jade. I actually do piercings at work. And we actually do like down to 4 weeks old for Sudanese cultures.
Mm-hmm.
That is in their culture that they get them done pretty much at birth.
Yeah.
The mother actually pierces their ears at birth. And so when they're in Australia, if they don't have their baby's ears pierced, they get looked at as if to say, well, why aren't they done?
Yeah.
So we have a lot of the little ones come in there, but I personally think, the younger the better, because when we're piercing between 5 and 10, the children are very anxious and nervous between 5 and 10, and they're very, well, they want them done, but they're really scared because they think they're going to hurt.
Yeah.
Whereas the little ones, they're excited, and mostly the problem is the noise, because the gun can be loud.
Yeah.
But you can get another gun that's quiet, and usually, the younger one is much better.
Are you a mum, Mel?
I am a mum and I'm a grandmother. I've got a little, nearly quite 2 years old, my little granddaughter. And I'd love to do her ears, but my son is like, no, she's not getting them done till she's ready and when she's ready.
Oh, well, that's fair enough. I mean,
that's his choice.
Thank you for your call, Mel. Appreciate that.
Very interesting perspective. Marie, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Really good. What are your thoughts on this?
I'm with Crevo. Mine's older in age too. I've got four daughters, and they had to wait till they got to high school, so they were responsible for it.
That's what I reckon, you know. Then it's up to them. If they want it, they don't want it, they can do it. That's great.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
Appreciate your call, Marie. Let's go to Gabby. Hey, Gab, how are you?
Hey, guys. I totally agree with Jade. I waited until I was a teenager to get mine. My mum made me wait. I remember just being so scared having to get it done and actually feeling like a little bit of jealousy for all the other girls that had theirs done as a baby, because, you know, I had to go through all this pain and fear, and they didn't get that. They were just like, oh, I've always had it.
Exactly, Gabby. And when you're that little girl, and I remember looking at this girl in my class, Rebecca, and she had hers done and I hadn't had mine done yet. And I just looked at her little jewels glistening in the sunlight in the playground, and I just really, really wanted them. I wanted to have these pretty little gemstones on my ears. And I used to beg Mum. I felt like I was missing out.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, good stuff. Thank you for your call.
Thanks, Gabby.
See, very different opinions, and there's not really a right or wrong answer here, is there? So it's, I guess each parent
has to
the
pick
decision.
Their own thing.
Yeah,
get
whatever's
done
good
early.
For them.
Get them done.
Whatever. Well, that's your opinion.
It is mine.
Next, though, we have Newcastle's only possibility to do requests on radio. This is if you've got a song that you're absolutely loving, you never hear on radio, you really want to hear it. This is your chance. We're doing suburb versus suburb with the song challenge.
Okay, doing it straight after this. 13:10:09 if you want to call and join in, get your song on the radio. Doing it next at New FM.
The Novos. For some peace of mind in uncertain times, Newcastle Permanent is here for you and here for good. New FM traffic.
Heading south to the Central Coast and all lanes are back open now on the M1 approaching Wyong Road after an earlier breakdown. Northbound pressure at the top of the M1 continues through the interchange at Beresfield though. Plenty of traffic over the Hexham Bridge is steady through Tomago on Tomago Road. Motorcyclists can sometimes be hard to see. Just because you can't see them doesn't mean they aren't there. Check your blind spots and help motorcyclists ride to live. Cloudy today, a top of 20 degrees in Newcastle, 19 in the valley. I'm Tim Govers. That's the latest traffic on New FM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Drive home with Kate, Tim and Marty. No,